Jim and Marjorie, now. 96.9 Boston Talks.
It's 96.9 Boston Talks. Jim and Marjorie on vacation. Once again, check out UTalk at 96.9bostontalks.com where you can actually tell us what topic to talk about at 9 o'clock. But right now, one thing that we do every single Friday at 7:45 on the Jim and Marjorie Show. By the way, my name is Matt Shearer. I'm with Mel Robbins. We're filling in today. We talked to Carl from New Hampshire. Carl, even though he lives in New Hampshire, he's really plugged in to what is going on around the city of Boston. And Carl, now how excited are you to not have to talk to Jim today?
I think you can probably sense the excitement in my voice, Matt.
You sound pretty monotone, Carl.
I always sound monotone, Mel. I was born that way. How dare you take a shot at my ethnic disability? It must be nice.
You're who?
That it must be nice.
Your ethnic disability? What are you talking about?
No, I'm sorry. I meant genetic.
He was born with monotone syndrome.
I meant to say genetic. I'm so sorry.
Well, I don't know why you'd be defensive about something that you make money using.
Well, you know what it is, Mel? You make me nervous.
I do? Why?
Well, I don't know. You're one of those people, like, when people always feel like Mel's going to find out who I really am.
Oh, for crying out loud. Who cares?
I mean, Matt?
I hope so.
Like that, huh, Matt?
I do. I've had to sit next to her all throughout the week. But, Carl.
Hey, Mel,
yes,
Mel,
honey.
What do you think about a kid who doesn't drink and doesn't do drugs but is covered with tattoos?
It's sort of weird.
It's a lot more common than you guys think, I'm telling you. Carl, what's going on this weekend?
Let me tell you what's going on, my friend. The Jay Giles Band is going on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Centerfold, man.
Unbelievable. The venerable rock and blues band from the 1930s will be at the Bank of America.
Hey, they're still going strong.
Are they playing at one of the ATMs?
Yeah, they're playing at one of the ATMs. That's a good one, Mel. We should take this on the road.
They played at Fenway Park just this past summer. Jay Giles Band is seriously still going strong.
Still going strong, and here's one of my favorites. Also, the play Bug, B-U-G, Bug, at the Factory Theater at the Piano Factory. That's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Is that kind of like a Bug's Life?
I don't know what it's all about, but listen to this. FlatEarthTheater.com, by the way, and it's a play by Pulitzer winner Tracy Letts. And it, quote, takes place in a bug-infested, seedy motel room. Just like most of the behind-the-scenes deal-making in Washington, by the way.
I think there are a good number of motels that you could get that experience at here in Boston without even having to go see the play, though.
How dare you imply that I know anything about CD bug-infested motel rooms, young man?
Well, you are from New Hampshire.
There you go. Hey, listen to this. Britney Spears, Monday. At TD Garden. Listen, this isn't a concert. She just drives onto the stage and slowly gets out of the car.
Carl, I'm not so sure if Britney Spears, I can say she's still going strong quite like I could with the Jay Giles Band.
What are you talking about? She has a hit song out right now.
Yeah, but
she
not the
fabulous.
Same Britney Spears that she was.
Thank God. She has hair.
Am I allowed to mention the opening band, Matt?
Who is the opening band?
Well, there's a special appearance by Camel Toe. I don't know if you've ever heard them or not.
I heard they were going to be sharing.
There's a lot of that kind of humor this morning on the morning show.
I heard they were going to be sharing the stage with her, actually, Carl.
Yeah, so to speak.
They have a collaboration.
Listen to this now. Louis C.K., one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, he's great.
Really.
He's hilarious.
And, I don't know if people know this, but Louis is a Newton native, so he's kind of bringing it back home here. And that's Friday tonight, 9 o'clock, South Shore Music Circus in Cohasset.
Maybe that's why so many people around here like him, is because he's got that kind of Massachusetts sense of humor. I don't know if you've ever seen his show, Mel, on I think it's on FX. Yeah, it's one of the darkest, funniest, most raunchy comedies on TV. It's
yes,
just great.
Every woman looks at that and says, there's no way in hell I'd ever be with that guy. Now, will you be appearing in the front row heckling him, Carl?
No, how dare you? Now, you know what? I've never seen Louis C.K. I do like his humor. And by the way, just since Mel brought that up, I'll be back on Red Eye at Fox News tonight. I'm heading to New York shortly.
There you go.
That's nice.
How late? Now, does that show shoot live? I've always wondered that. Or do they shoot during the day and it just airs in the overnight on Fox News?
They tape during the week at 8:30 to 9:30 at night, and it airs at 3 a.m. on the East Coast. I guess Fox is talking about moving it up to a better time slot. It's something about the West Coast feed. It airs at midnight on the West Coast. So
there you go. So while you're out late seeing Bug or Britney Spears, you can come home and turn on Fox News and see Carl from New Hampshire. Not bad.
I will be down there taking a big bite out of the Big Apple in New York City.
Nice. That's fantastic.
In New York.
Excellent. So what else is going on in Boston for us, Carl?
Here's something that might be fun for the kids and for you and Mel, because I know you two are probably hanging out together now off the air. Stargazing at the observatory. That's tonight, 8:30 p.m. Now listen to this.
That is so lame. You would think I'd go stargazing with a 24-year-old that doesn't drink.
That sounds like a TV series to me.
I'm insulted.
More than just a night out. I think you've got a hit series there.
A reality show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no kidding. Listen to this, though, Matt and Mel. This takes place on the roof of the parking garage at the Boston Museum of Science, which I thought was odd. They've actually named it the Gilliland Observatory. And listen to this, Matt, because I know you love telescopes.
Sure.
They are using a computer-controlled Celestron CGE 1100 Schmidt Cassegrain telescope.
Oh, you know, I got that app on my BlackBerry.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to go because I heard they were using a Celestron CGE 900 pre-Schmidt and post-Cassegrain telescope. But when I heard they had the 1100 computer.
The 1100, that's the best.
I mean, why would they put that in the write-up? Just to make the rest of us feel like idiots? Is that what that's all about?
Well, what I want to know is that if you can even see stars from the roof. I know you're at the Museum of Science or on the roof of the parking garage?
The parking garage.
Yeah, but it's still Boston. I mean, I live in Austin, which is set kind of a little outside the real light, bright part of the city, but yet you still can't see stars where I am. I can only imagine looking up from I guess the Museum of Science is in Cambridge, so I don't think you'd be able to see stars from up there, Carl.
Well, here's what I found. The nice thing about stargazing from the top of a parking garage in Boston, if you don't see stars with your telescope, you probably will eventually when a mugger comes up behind you with a baseball bat. So one way or the other, you're going to see stars.
Sounds like a great, fantastic event, Carl. Do you have anything else for us?
Yeah. Just quickly, Free Friday Flicks, if you can say that three times fast.
Free Friday Flicks, Free Friday Flicks, Free Friday Flicks.
Without violating any FCC regulations. That's at the Hatch Memorial Show, free movies. Nobody knows what they're showing. You just go down there and take your chances.
Hope that the kids get something PG.
There you go. And quickly wrap up with the Boston.
And nothing contagious.
Hopefully. Boston Tea Party Tall Ship Cruise. That's also today, 12 p.m.
Oh, that's
to 2
cool.
PM.
Where's the best place to go see that?
Boston Harbor, Mel.
Where on the harbor, Carl?
You know, Matt, how did you do it all week with her? I really, you know. LibertyFleet.com, Mel.
Yeah, actually, you know how? He brings hummus every day.
That's right. If I bring her food, it shuts her up during the breaks.
I am not even going to go near that one.
All right, Carl.
Quickly, I wanted to mention, this isn't on my list. Tuesday, August 9th, at Stella's, Johnny Cotter Cash. That is the son of Johnny Cash at Stella's Jazz Club next Tuesday. That's actually a pretty cool gig.
Is he as good as his dad?
I think he's a pretty cool guy. I like his voice, and if I was able, I would go see that. And real quick, for my New Hampshire listeners, all my buddies up here, I'm hosting an open house Saturday, August 6th, for Congressman McCotter right here in Milford, New Hampshire, 5 to 7 at the Community House.
There you go. Carl from New Hampshire getting involved in politics and letting us know what's going on in the weekend. We really appreciate it, Carl. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Matt. Mel, have a great weekend.
Hey,
you
too, hon.
You
too. Good luck on Fox today.
Thanks, hon. Bye.